This is Radio Japan News. This building was badly damaged by an explosion in March 2011 following the Great Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. The fuel rods are 4-meter long tubes containing pellets of uranium fuel, and the fear is that some may have been damaged during the disaster. When the tsunami struck the Japanese coast, the flood swamped the diesel generators providing backup power to the reactors. 3 of the reactors went into a state of partial meltdown. A guiding principle of nuclear safety is that the fuel is kept underwater at all times. Contact with the air risks overheating and triggering a release that could spread contamination. So the operation to remove the rods will be painstaking.